Are you achieving your goals at work and in your relationships and personal life? Personal accountability is the key. Mark Samuel is co-author of the book, The Power of Personal Accountability, Achieve What Matters to You. As president of Impact Corporation, Mark helps individuals and teams around the world overcome obstacles to reach new levels of fulfillment, excellence, and success. Visit www.marksamuel.com to learn about his accountability coaching services and products, or call 323-969-0088. MarkSamuel.com, success you can count on. 323-969-0088. Welcome back to Circles of Change. Drum roll, please. We have with us Mark Samuels. And of course, welcome and congratulations on the publishing of your new book, Mr. Indispensable Now.
Yes, thank you, Zara.
Well,
quite
you know,
a journey.
Indeed. Well, I know we, though most of our audience wouldn't appreciate it, our last two shows with you, of course, were pre-records because you were going to be out and about so much, anticipating the birth of yet this new child. So tell us, Mark, making yourself indispensable, the power of personal accountability. You're taking it up a few notches, aren't you?
Yeah, because, you know, we've obviously been emphasizing how to be accountable, and there's, you know, obviously that's the foundation of everything we do, because we've got to count on ourselves, we've got to count on each other, but there's always a question about, well, what am I being counted on for?
For, yeah.
And I really wanted to raise the game a bit, saying, you know, it's not just about keeping little commitments and doing little tasks. While that is a great start and it builds good muscle, we've got to take it up a notch to say, you know, why am I here on this planet? What service can I provide? What value do I give, you know, other people in my team, in my family, at work, in my community? When we start to really get in touch with our core value and our core service that we provide others, boy, now we're talking about truly being accountable for something meaningful.
Well, you know, just like with your use of the word accountability, Mark, of course, we've had now over 80 some odd segments with you over these 2 years. To remind people, that word accountability doesn't mean you're the stucky or you've got the albatross across your neck, so to speak, only responsibility, so on and so forth. But you really embed that word count on and how we step up to that. I think we probably need to anchor a definition of that term indispensable as well, because that might come across to some people as an edge of, you know, ego, you can't do without me, etc., etc.
Yes, and that is the real difference between the words irreplaceable and indispensable. And those two often get confused. Irreplaceable is where it is ego-based, where I've created a job or a position that no one else can do because I've formulated it based on me for ego and power purposes. Whereas indispensable is defined by the value you provide others.
Yeah.
And it's really more an example of how I support others, how I help to solve problems and contribute to improvements both in the workplace and at home. And you're not indispensable because you're unique in of yourself. You're indispensable because of the value you provide others that people want to make sure you're around.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, we did a show not too long ago where we really talked about valuing others as a way for you to add value. So it's really putting the other people first.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, one of the attributes of being indispensable is being we-centered, not me-centered. And we have talked about that in the past, but it is all about, you know, how do we be a support, a positive influence, a way to make things better, whether it's in our workplace, whether it's in our family, or just simply within ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I think also you would say that no one makes you indispensable, but rather it's what you do that allows that condition to come forward.
That's right. You know, it's something that's a choice literally each and every day, because at the end of the day, it's about how am I being of service.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you're not of service to yourself, because if you're having a bad day or you're having difficult challenges, then you need to be there for yourself and take care of yourself. But in general, when you're doing fine and you've you know, you have taken care of yourself. Now it's about how do you help take care of others through, again, your support, through your problem solving, through your positive attitude and your contribution.
So really the condition, the necessary condition to anchor this idea of indispensability is really, first and foremost, to have the accountability in line, right, Mark? I mean, if we could just briefly recap for those who may not have followed our conversation over these years, your accountability loop is really this figure eight, right, where in the center we have intention. You might want to just give her a primer of that and then the shift towards the now the indispensability wheel that you've characterized in your new book.
Yeah, the trap of human behavior is that when problems show up, we'll tend to go into some kind of a victim posture. Either we'll ignore the problem, or we'll blame others for the problem, or we'll just simply rationalize why we can't deal with the problem and hide from it. And, you know, that's, again, where you can't, first of all, you certainly, you know, aren't going to be empowered. You're not going to be have a sense of self-confidence, and you certainly won't be indispensable if you're playing the victim role. So it's more about how do we recognize what isn't working, and, you know, how do we take ownership, and how do we ask questions to help solve the problem and take the necessary actions. And those are all elements of being accountable. It's where we can be counted on to, you know, make commitments and keep those commitments, but also how can we be counted on just to show up when there's a problem and help to solve it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's where you begin to see that link to becoming indispensable. The difference in indispensability is that you can be obviously a supportive team member, but are you really doing as much as you can to provide value? Are you really looking at going out of your way to support others and be of service? That's what makes you indispensable as opposed to just a, you know, good, accountable, positive employee.
Right. And then, of course, on the far end of that spectrum, the other way is not falling into the victim loop of blaming, ignoring, denying, or, you know, rationalizing and hiding. Well, Mark,
yes.
The indispensability wheel, then, this new model you've developed, really is about taking it to, like you say, a much bigger place, isn't it?
Yeah, and the reason why it's a bigger place is because it requires each person to get in touch with their own unique abilities and capabilities. Like, I'm a very strong believer that we were brought onto this planet with very unique skills, each one of us. And, you know, and sometimes it's the ability to multitask, and for others it's the ability to stay really focused, and for others it's the ability to be very strategic, while for others it's the ability to execute. But whatever that unique value proposition is, we have to nurture that in ourselves and really get in touch with, boy, these are my unique, you know, my unique makeup. And your unique makeup is not only just an ability, it's your values, it's your attitude, it's your personality, all brought together to say, this is who I am. And now I don't even have to work to do this inside of me. I just do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I couldn't get better at it and refine it. But boy, when I show up, you know, you don't have to pay me to do this. I'm just doing it anyway because that's who I am.
Right. And, of course, that really then can help us understand and how we can be extremely purpose-driven, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because then when you say, this is my unique gift, then it's obviously my gift to share with others. And again, you know, if I'm out of work, I'm going to want to share that as a volunteer. If I'm getting paid to work, I'm going to want to share that in the workplace because it's what keeps me alive. It's what fuels me each and every day that says, wow, I am so grateful to have been given these unique gifts that I can now share with the world. That raises your game, not only in terms of supporting others, but also in terms of self-fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the other piece of it, too, is that this then takes to the second tenet of your indispensability thoughts, and that is you can't play small when you've got an attitude and an aptitude driving you like that. You're going to naturally go into something that really is play big. And by big, not meaning so the whole world can nestle or see, but that could happen, but rather something big meaning profound, lasting, and enabling.
Yes, and playing big is this really interesting. Again, it's there's always such dichotomies in this, just like in the word indispensable. Playing big is the same, because you could play big from an ego standpoint and yell louder and, you know, puff up your chest in an argument and all of those things, but that's not playing big. That's actually playing small. Playing big is when you remove any limitation that you have to playing your biggest game in terms of your purpose. And those limitations come in the form of our beliefs. It could be in the form of our emotional reactions. It could be in our insecurities. And that's what gets us, that's what gets in the way each and every day that we set out to make a difference in the world. It's those limitations and those limiting beliefs that undermine us.
Well, and I'd also add into that sometimes the trappings of success, whatever we define that as. You know, it can be just the fact that you sit in a bigger office than somebody else. It does funny things to your head, and it can get in way of being big then.
That's right. And so, you know, it's not symbols of big. It's big on the inside, mm-hmm. where it's coming, again, from your gratitude, and it's coming from your willingness to take risks and your willingness to put yourself on the line and speak your truth based on honoring who you are, not as an againstness of somebody else, not as a put down to anybody else, but just simply because that's your truth inside and you're going to stand for that. For a higher purpose. Again, it's for the purpose of serving others and bringing value to others. And that's, you know, a bigger office doesn't provide value to anybody else.
That's absolutely right. In fact, it keeps people out then. So being purpose-driven, playing big, and your third point of being adaptable then, knowing that there's always something new around the corner.
Well, that's right. And you know, the world is changing so fast now with new technology and economic changes that, you know, we can never settle into a state of excellence that we had before. You're always working at pushing, how far can I go in my capabilities, in my abilities? How do I adapt to different situations and circumstances that require me to be more responsive, to be a better listener, to be a more effective leader, to be a more, you know, adaptable parent? These are all things that are required. Otherwise, you end up stuck. Mm-hmm. And whatever value you were providing no longer is a value.
Right. The world's shifted around
you. So you've got to stay in the game.
You bet. Mark, you mentioned earlier this idea of being we-centered as opposed to me-centered. And that idea of indispensability then really is about you're bringing the whole swatch of you along at the same time. And, you know, that might be intimidating to some people who wouldn't necessarily know to appreciate what leadership influence they have.
Yes, and really it's about being inclusive and realizing that while you have certain unique gifts, so do others. And it's when you combine your gifts and the gifts of other people thinking differently than you, the other gifts of people approaching problems differently than you, it's when you combine all those that you get the best result. And if you're in it for value, it doesn't matter who's providing the value.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Like sometimes, you know, the strongest person is the one who's encouraging someone else to put forth their ideas as opposed to the one who has the ideas.
Well, and you know for sure that's the rules that we learn by watching sports, indeed, of passing the ball down the field and someone else gets the slam dunk, but still it's the whole group that benefits. We're speaking, by the way, to Mark Samuel with his new book that just came out, Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. Mark, of course, the sixth point of your whole wheel is indeed the valuing of others. Before we go that, though, sometimes you got an awful lot on your plate and you got to separate the wheat from the chaff and do things in certain order, right? So the word priority comes to mind, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest undermining factors of being indispensable is saying yes to everybody and yes to everything. You know, we often think, well, that's what's going to provide me a value, is if I always say yes and have that positive attitude that I'm going to do everything. But the problem is you undermine yourself because you get scattered, you get fragmented, you can't do it. Now you're breaking commitments. Now you can't be trusted. You know, now you're spending time on things that aren't important rather than putting your attention to what is going to have the most meaningful impact. And it begins with senior management, but it goes all the way down to how we treat our everyday life. It's important to say what is going to be the most valuable thing for me to do, the most meaningful contribution I can make. And that may mean saying no to some things that, you know, people ask you to do because it's just not, it's not getting you to your goal and being of purpose.
That's right. Mark, the fact that you're thinking and you're working with this material, I'll say, and evolving it in your head and through your work with clients and workshops and other writings, was there something timely about why now? Was there an event or a series of things that prompted you to realize now's the time for me personally to make this stake and start using that word indispensable?
Yeah, certainly. It was when the economy shifted a few years back, and now all of a sudden we found people that had jobs for a long time and had a sense of security that were now being laid off. You're finding people that are having trouble getting new jobs. We have to get more creative. We have to get, you know, again, more adaptable. And to me, that we've turned into a society which is largely dispensable. Mm. You know, organizations can lay people off at a whim. Economies can change, which could take a thriving organization into one of bankruptcy in overnight, practically. So the question became, in my mind, accountability isn't enough because I could have been accountable, and yet I'm still at the impact of or the effect of the economy. What can I do differently? And that, to me, was a big issue, and it affected me personally.
Mm-hmm. And, so, and it prompted you to really reshape your own thinking and step back and go with what you knew you all were, was really important at the core.
Yeah, because, you know, while the focus of the book and everything and the focus of our language is being indispensable to others, and at the end of the day, what I discovered was it's actually about being indispensable to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more indispensable to myself when I know I'm doing the best I can, putting my best foot forward and being grateful for the gifts I have rather than bemoaning the external situation I might temporarily be in.
Yeah, and so that again circles back to, pun intended, the whole precepts of accountability. So the whole thing ties in so nicely together. Mark, I know you've, of course, just hit the trail, shall we say, again, because you've published other books in the past. Does this one feel different with you out now talking about it, more radio interviews, television spots, etc.? So are you at a personally different place with this particular launch?
Yeah, I am at a different place because I think it's a much more inward process to be in the game of indispensability. And quite honestly, it's really just there's something inside of me that feels more positive about being indispensable than it ever did about just being accountable. Like, accountability has in some ways a neutral energy, which is not bad. It's neither up nor down, but being indispensable is something to strive towards. And for me, it kind of lights me up almost every day about, okay, how do I become indispensable today? Like, what, you know, and even for this radio talk we're having, I spent time before in saying, okay, what would make it really indispensable for me to even be on this call with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do I need to be inside of me to show up to that level?
Interesting. Mark, how can people get a hold of your book, please?
Well, they can get it on Amazon.com. They can also come to my website, MarkSamuel.com, which we have, you know, other... we're going to be coming out with an action guide to support people, and there's free chapters. There's the missing chapter, which is all about being indispensable mm-hmm. in our personal life. So we're offering a lot of support for people around this whole topic of indispensability. But they can get the book on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com or in local bookstores and also our website, MarkSamuel.com.
That's great. And, of course, you launched recently, you prototyped a workshop related to that for one day. So I'm certain we're going to follow the progress of that. How did the first workshop go?
Oh, it was great. It was so positive. Again, such a difference. And we're now offering a three-day mastering indispensability in June. That is really for people that want to go deep into the topic of being indispensable within themselves.
I love it. And, of course, you're trying to collect yet again another round of disciples, devotees, and groupies, so you can count us in on that mix. Well, Mark Samuel, thanks so much. Again, folks, the book is Making Yourself Indispensable, The Power of Personal Accountability. Mark, we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, and thanks again for your ongoing contributions to our efforts, too.
Well, thank you, Zara. I really appreciate your support.
You bet. Go at it. Have a big day making big things happen. We'll talk to you soon.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.